Chapter 4, Sharing the Road. The following laws and safety information pertain to situations involving other vehicles and pedestrians. Stopping. A stop sign requires that you come to a complete stop. At a stop sign with a marked stop line, you must stop before the line. At a stop sign with a pedestrian crosswalk, you must stop before entering the crosswalk. When you have stopped, yield the right-of-way to pedestrians, bicyclists, and traffic before proceeding. If your view of the intersection is obstructed, prepare to stop again for traffic or pedestrians in your path. You must also come to a complete stop in the following situations: before entering a road from an alley, a private driveway, a parking lot, or a parking ramp. Always stop before crossing an adjoining sidewalk or crosswalk. At an intersection or crosswalk with a traffic signal displaying a red light, wait until the signal changes to green and your path is clear before proceeding. At any intersection or crosswalk, either marked or unmarked, where a pedestrian or bicyclist has left the curb and is crossing the roadway, stay stopped until the pedestrian or bicyclist has passed your lane. At a flashing red traffic light, treat this as you would a stop sign. At a freeway ramp meter when the light is red. At a railroad crossing with a stop sign. When a flag person or traffic device directs you to stop. At a bridge that has been raised to open a path for boats to pass beneath it. Stopping for a school bus. School buses are equipped with yellow and red lights that flash alternately to warn drivers that they are stopping to load or unload students. Flashing yellow lights. Flashing yellow lights will be activated at least 100 feet before a school bus stops in a speed zone of 35 miles per hour or less, and at least 300 feet before it stops in a speed zone of more than 35 miles per hour. It is against the law to pass on the right side of a school bus while it is displaying red or yellow flashing lights. Flashing red lights. Flashing red lights warn motorists that the school bus is loading or unloading students. When a school bus is stopped with its red lights flashing and its stop arm extended, you must stop your vehicle at least 20 feet from the bus. Oncoming traffic and motorists approaching the bus from behind may not move until the stop arm is retracted and the red lights are no longer flashing. You can be charged with a misdemeanor if you violate either of these laws. The penalty for this violation is a fine of not less than $500 and withdrawal of your driving privileges. Passing a school bus. It is illegal to pass a school bus when its red lights are flashing and its stop arm is extended. You are not required to stop for a school bus with its red lights flashing if it is on the opposite side of a separated roadway. A law enforcement officer with probable cause to believe a driver has violated this law may arrest the driver within 4 hours of the violation. There are diagrams showing a two-lane non-divided and a multi-lane non-divided highways. There is a separate diagram showing a divided highway. Vehicle owner may be penalized. When a vehicle is used to violate the school bus stop arm law, the owner or lessee of the vehicle is guilty of a petty misdemeanor. However, if the owner or lessee of the vehicle can prove that another person was driving the vehicle at the time of the stop arm violation, the driver, not the owner or lessee, will be charged with the violation. When you apply for a driver's license, you must certify by signing the application that you understand that you must stop for a school bus and are aware of the penalties for violating this law. School Safety Patrol. When you see a student safety patrol assisting schoolmates with crossing a street or highway, you must come to a complete stop. You must also stop for adult crossing guards who display a stop sign or flag. It is illegal to drive through a line of children who are crossing the road, even if a school safety patrol is not present. A violation of this law is a misdemeanor. A second violation of this law within a year is a gross misdemeanor. School bus flagger. A school bus flagger may stop and hold vehicles on a street or highway to allow school buses to leave school property. A driver may not proceed after being stopped by a school bus flagger until directed to do so by the flagger or a police officer. Right-of-way and yielding. Right-of-way and yielding laws help traffic flow smoothly and safely. They are based on courtesy and common sense. Violation of these laws is a leading cause of traffic crashes. When two vehicles reach an intersection at the same time and there is no traffic light or signal, the driver of the vehicle on the left must yield to the vehicle on the right. When two vehicles reach an intersection at the same time and always stop signs or flashing red lights control the intersection, the driver on the left must yield right of way to the driver on the right. A driver who wishes to make a left turn must yield to vehicles approaching from the opposite direction when these vehicles are in the intersection or are near enough to pose the risk of a crash. When a green arrow signal indicates that a vehicle may enter an intersection to make a left turn, the driver must yield to other vehicles or pedestrians already within the intersection. After yielding, the driver may continue in the direction of the arrow. When two vehicles approach an uncontrolled T intersection, the driver of the vehicle that is turning must yield to all cross traffic. When approaching a public road from a private road or driveway, you must stop and yield to pedestrians and traffic. Drivers in the right lane of traffic must yield right of way to transit and metro mobility buses attempting to merge from a bus stop or shoulder. This includes yielding the right of way to any school bus attempting to enter that lane from a shoulder, a right turn lane, or other location where the school bus has stopped to load or unload passengers. The school bus must use the left turn signal to indicate intent to move into the right-hand lane of traffic. When a funeral procession identifies itself through use of headlights or hazard warning lights, you must yield to the entire procession. Yield the right of way to pedestrians crossing at intersections and crosswalks, either marked or unmarked. Yield to emergency vehicles. When an emergency vehicle, such as an ambulance, fire truck, or police car, displaying flashing red lights and sounding a siren or bell, approaches your vehicle on a two-way road, you must pull to the right and stop. If you are traveling on a one-way road, you must pull to whichever side is nearest and stop. If you are within an intersection, proceed through it before stopping. Remain stopped until all emergency vehicles have passed. A law enforcement officer with probable cause to believe a driver has violated this law may arrest the driver within 4 hours of the violation. You are not required to stop if the emergency vehicle that is approaching you is separated from your lane of traffic by a physical barrier such as a fence, wall, or median strip. Passing parked emergency or service vehicles. When an emergency vehicle that has its emergency lights flashing is stopped on or next to a road that has two lanes in the same direction, the move-over law requires that you move to the lane farthest away from the vehicle, if possible, to do so safely. Emergency vehicles include tow trucks, ambulances, fire trucks, and police cars. If you are unable to move a lane away or on a street or highway that has only one lane in your direction of travel, reduce speed and pass with caution. The same procedure applies when approaching stalled or disabled vehicles and passing parked vehicles such as service patrol vehicles, road maintenance vehicles, utility company vehicles, construction vehicles, postal vehicles, or solid waste and recycling vehicles that are stopped with warning lights activated. Following firefighting vehicles. Only vehicles traveling on official emergency business are allowed to follow within 500 feet of any firefighting vehicle making an emergency run. Do not drive over an unprotected fire hose unless you are directed to do so by a law enforcement officer or fire department official. Following other vehicles. The law requires that you maintain a safe distance between your vehicle and the vehicle in front of you. You must be able to stop or turn to avoid a collision. Consider weather, traffic, and road conditions when determining appropriate following distance. Using the 3-second rule will help you maintain a safe following distance. See 3-second rule in Chapter 6. Careless and reckless driving. Careless driving is defined as driving or stopping a motor vehicle in a way that endangers the lives and safety of people or property. Reckless driving is defined as driving a motor vehicle while aware of and consciously disregarding a substantial and unjustifiable risk that the driving may result in harm to another or another's property, including racing or contest driving. Racing is defined as willful comparison or contest of relative speeds by operating one or more vehicles, regardless of whether the speed is greater than the speed limit. If you are charged with careless or reckless driving, you will be tried in court for a misdemeanor. What to do and expect when stopped by law enforcement? Being stopped by a law enforcement officer can be a stressful experience, but knowing what to do during the traffic stop will help to ensure a safe interaction for all involved. When you see emergency lights behind you, stay calm. Slow your vehicle and activate your turn signal. As soon as safely possible, pull to the right shoulder, or if on a multi-lane road and closer to the left shoulder, move to the left shoulder if there is a full lane to park. Avoid stopping on a bridge, curved part of a roadway, or within the lane of traffic. If the stop is made after dark, turn on your vehicle's interior light. Keep all doors shut and remain in the vehicle unless directed otherwise by the officer. Keep your hands on the steering wheel so they are easily observable. Give the officer your full attention. Do not make sudden movements or search for your driver's license or vehicle documents. Wait for the officer to give you instructions. If you have a weapon or firearm in the vehicle, inform the officer upon your first interaction with them. The officer may ask to see your identification, driver's license, photo ID, etc., and proof of insurance. If the documents are out of reach, tell the officer where they are located before reaching for them. When the officer completes their interaction with you, they may issue a verbal warning, written warning, or traffic citation that may include a fine. If you disagree with the officer's decision to issue a traffic citation, do not prolong the contact by arguing with the officer. If you wish to contest the citation, you will have the opportunity to explain your point of view in court. If clarifying questions are needed about the warning or citation, ask the officer before the interaction is completed and avoid getting out of your vehicle after the officer walks away. Failure to follow or refuse to comply with any lawful order or direction of a law enforcement officer is illegal and can result in being arrested. Do not resist if taken into custody by law enforcement. The enforcement of traffic laws is an effective tool in changing unsafe driving behavior, reducing crashes and injuries, and saving lives. If a law enforcement officer gives you a warning or a citation for a traffic violation, their intent is to deter future illegal and/or unsafe behavior and to keep our roadways safe. Effective and clear communication from all involved parties can make a traffic stop a safe experience. In addition to the guidelines above, if you have a firearm in the vehicle, keep your hands on the steering wheel in a visible location, and when the officer approaches, let them know that you have a firearm in the vehicle and tell them where the firearm is located while continuing to keep your hands on the steering wheel. Do not reach for the firearm. The officer may take possession of the weapon for safety reasons until the contact is complete. Drivers should not reach around inside the vehicle. If you need to reach for an item, contact the officer verbally to indicate the item that you need to locate and only do so after the officer has given verbal permission. Get out of the vehicle unexpectedly or approach the officer. If you need to exit your vehicle, contact the officer verbally to ask to exit the vehicle and only exit after the officer has given verbal permission to do so. While every traffic stop varies based on the circumstances, drivers can generally expect the officer to greet the driver, identify themselves as a law enforcement officer, obtain the driver's license and proof of insurance, inform the individual of the reason for the stop and explain the circumstances for issuance of the citation or warning, check both the validity and authenticity of the driver's license. The following forms of identification are acceptable in identifying the driver during a traffic stop: Minnesota driver's license, out-of-state driver's license, temporary license, learner's permit, military ID, consulate or international driver's license. Depending on the nature of the stop, the officer may issue a citation or warning or take a violator into custody. The citation should contain the specific code or statute and a description of the violation. Accepting a citation from an officer is not an admission of guilt or responsibility. It's simply acknowledging the receipt of the citation in the case of a civil violation and promising to appear in the case of a criminal violation. All citations will be referred to a local jurisdiction for a hearing. Drivers can use the court system to address criminal or civil matters, with the option of a diversion program in some cases, such as driver education training. Law enforcement officers are expected to maintain the highest level of professionalism during a traffic stop. Should questions arise regarding the officer's conduct during a traffic stop, drivers should contact the officer's law enforcement agency or supervisor using the officer information on the citation. Fleeing a police officer. Fleeing a police officer in a motor vehicle is illegal and dangerous. Anyone who violates this law is guilty of a felony and may be sentenced to imprisonment for not more than 3 years and 1 day, a fine of not more than $5,000, or both. If someone is killed or injured, the driver fleeing may be sentenced as follows. If a death results while fleeing a law enforcement officer, the driver may be sentenced to imprisonment for not more than 10 years, fined not more than $20,000, or both. If great bodily harm results while fleeing a law enforcement officer, the driver may be sentenced to imprisonment for not more than 7 years, fined not more than $14,000, or both. If substantial bodily harm results, the driver may be sentenced to imprisonment for not more than 5 years, fined not more than $10,000, or both. Watch for pedestrians. Whether you are driving on busy city streets, in rural towns, or on highways, stay alert for pedestrians. Yield the right-of-way to pedestrians crossing at intersections and crosswalks. Watch for pedestrians on roads where cars are parked, during times of poor visibility, and whenever children are present. If a pedestrian is in a marked or unmarked crosswalk, stop and wait until the pedestrian has passed your lane. Watch for blind pedestrians who may be carrying a white or metallic cane or using a guide dog. If a blind pedestrian is waiting at a crosswalk, do not use your horn or rev your engine, as this may distract the pedestrian or guide dog. It is illegal to pass another vehicle that has stopped for a pedestrian. If another vehicle has stopped, look for pedestrians that are in the crosswalk and be prepared to stop. A violation of pedestrian right-of-way laws is a misdemeanor. A second violation of these laws within a year is a gross misdemeanor. Crosswalks. Marked crosswalks have solid white lines on the road and have road signs or flashing lights to warn you that you are approaching a crosswalk. Unmarked crosswalks are areas where a road intersects a sidewalk and there are no solid lines painted on the road. When stopping at a marked or unmarked crosswalk, do not block the crosswalk with your vehicle. As a pedestrian, obey the traffic laws designed to keep you safe and help drivers see you. Obey traffic control signals at intersections. Stay a few feet back from the road when waiting for the walk signal. Yield the right-of-way to vehicles within the intersection at the time the walk signal is activated. Make your intention to cross clear, make eye contact with the driver, and ensure the driver is yielding the right-of-way to you before proceeding. Use sidewalks when they are available and in usable condition. When crossing a road with no crosswalks, yield to all vehicles on the road. Stay out of traffic lanes when possible and make way for traffic on the road. If it is necessary to walk on the road, stay on the left side or face oncoming traffic. When walking at night or in poor visibility conditions, wear light-colored clothing trimmed with reflective material or carry a flashlight to help drivers see you. Be prepared to avoid drivers who do not see you. Pedestrians have the right-of-way within intersections and crosswalks, but motorists may not see you in time to stop. Even in normal weather conditions, glare from the sun and other factors can make it difficult for drivers to see the road ahead and to spot pedestrians in time to stop. Sharing the road with bicyclists. Bicycles are legal vehicles on Minnesota roads, and they share the same rights and responsibilities as other vehicles. Bicycle lanes are designed to separate bicycle traffic from normal vehicle traffic. It is illegal to drive in these lanes except to park when permitted, to enter or leave the road, or to prepare for a turn. Before crossing a bicycle lane, make sure it is safe to do so. Yield the right-of-way to approaching bicyclists. When the bicycle lane is clear, signal your intention to turn and then move into the bicycle lane before making the turn. Use caution when passing a bicyclist. When passing, the law requires at least 3 feet between the side of your car and the bicyclist. When passing a bicyclist, make sure the bicyclist is not signaling or making a left turn. When passing a bicyclist, a driver is allowed to cross the center of the roadway even when marked as a no-passing zone when it is safe to do so. Bicycle laws. Bicycle riders are required to obey all traffic laws. Bicyclists must ride in the same direction as the flow of traffic, not against it. Bicyclists must signal all turns and obey all traffic control signs or signals and devices. Bicyclists who approach a stop sign must slow to a speed that allows for stopping before entering the intersection or the nearest crosswalk. If there is not a vehicle in the vicinity, the operator may make a turn or proceed through the intersection without stopping. Bicyclists use the same hand and arm signals as other drivers use, but they may also hold their right arm straight out to indicate a right turn. Bicyclists should travel just to the right of faster-moving traffic. However, certain hazards such as rough surfaces, debris, drainage grates, or a narrow traffic lane may require bicyclists to move toward the center of the lane. Bicyclists may also move out in the lane when passing another vehicle or when making a left turn. Bicyclists are allowed to ride two abreast as long as they do not impede traffic, and when on a laned road, must ride within a single lane. Bicyclists are encouraged to wear helmets. Bicyclists are required to be equipped with legal lights and reflectors when riding at night. A bicycle may be equipped with a front lamp that emits a white flashing signal or a rear lamp that emits a red flashing signal or both. A bicycle may be equipped with tires having studs, spikes, or other protuberances designed to increase traction. When riding a bicycle on a sidewalk or across a roadway on a crosswalk, yield the right-of-way to pedestrians and give an audible signal before passing them. You may not ride a bicycle on a sidewalk within a business district unless permitted by local authorities. Local authorities may also prohibit bicyclists from riding on any sidewalk or crosswalk. Bicyclists operating a bicycle on a sidewalk or crosswalk have all the rights and duties of pedestrians. In 2010, the Minnesota Legislature amended a law to address instances when two-wheeled vehicles are not detected by control systems at traffic lights and a signal change does not occur. The law gives bicyclists the option to proceed through the intersection after a reasonable amount of time and provides an affirmative legal defense to this action based on 5 conditions. The bicycle has been brought to a complete stop. The traffic control signal continues to show a red light for an unreasonable time. The traffic control signal is apparently malfunctioning or, if programmed to change to a green light only after detecting the approach of a motor vehicle, the signal has apparently failed to detect the bicycle. No vehicle or person is approaching on the roadway to be crossed or entered, or approaching vehicles or persons are so far away that they do not constitute an immediate hazard. The affirmative defense applies only to an alleged violation for entering or crossing at an intersection controlled by a traffic control signal against a red light. It does not provide a defense to any other civil or criminal action. Bicyclists can be difficult to spot in traffic. Watch for them in intersections, on sidewalks, and when you enter or leave alleys and driveways. Watch for bicycle traffic at night. Motorized bicycles. A motorized bicycle is defined by its speed capacity. It is capable of traveling at speeds of 30 miles per hour or less. Rules that apply to bicycle riding generally apply to motorized bicycles. Motorized bicycles are not allowed on sidewalks, freeways, or lanes and trails designated for pedestrians and bicycles. Motorcycles. Motorcyclists must obey the same traffic laws as other drivers. Because motorcycles are smaller than cars, it can be difficult to judge their speed and distance when they are approaching. Your following distance from a motorcycle should be the same as or greater than your following distance from other vehicles. Riders may experience difficulty controlling the motorcycle, which could result in weaving. Allow maneuvering room to avoid hitting a motorcyclist. When you prepare to move into a lane in front of a motorcycle, allow the motorcycle as much space from the rear of your vehicle as you would allow a car. If a motorcyclist attempts to pass you, maintain your lane position and speed and allow the rider to complete the pass. Crowding a motorcyclist is illegal and dangerous. Never attempt to drive alongside a motorcycle in the same lane. Motorcycles do not provide the same protection in crashes as other motor vehicles. Crashes at urban intersections are the most common motorcycle-car collisions. Many occur when drivers fail to yield right-of-way and make a left turn in front of an oncoming motorcycle. Right-of-way laws apply to motorcyclists as well as other drivers. Motorcyclists may use high-occupancy vehicle lanes. Neighborhood Electric Vehicles, NEV. An NEV is an electric-powered vehicle that has three or four wheels and can reach a speed of at least 20 but not more than 25 miles per hour. NEVs must be titled and registered with DVS. Anyone with a Class D driver's license may drive an NEV, but only on streets with speed limits of 35 miles per hour or less. NEVs may not be used during a road test. Commercial vehicles. A commercial vehicle is a motor vehicle or combination of motor vehicles weighing more than 26,000 pounds that is used to transport passengers or property. Buses, including school buses of all sizes and smaller vehicles that have hazardous materials placards, are also commercial vehicles. Passing a commercial vehicle. Before passing a commercial vehicle, make sure you have safe clearance to the side, behind, and ahead of your vehicle. On a level highway, it takes 3 to 5 seconds longer to pass a commercial vehicle than a car. Allow enough time to pass the commercial vehicle and return to the right lane before coming within 100 feet of approaching traffic. Do not pass a commercial vehicle if you plan to exit or turn off from the roadway soon. Rather than making an unsafe pass, remain behind the commercial vehicle until you reach the exit. On an upgrade, commercial vehicles often lose speed, making them easier to pass than a car. On a downgrade, a commercial vehicle's momentum will increase its speed. You may need to allow more distance to pass. Complete your pass as quickly as possible and do not remain alongside the commercial vehicle. Move back into your lane only when you can see the front of the commercial vehicle in your rearview mirror. Maintain your speed after passing a commercial vehicle. When a commercial vehicle passes your vehicle, you can assist the driver by keeping to the far side of your lane and slightly reducing speed. Do not speed up while a commercial vehicle is passing. When you meet a commercial vehicle coming from the opposite direction, stay as far to the right as possible to avoid a sideswipe crash and to reduce wind turbulence between the two vehicles. Turbulence will push the vehicles away from each other, not toward each other. Because of their large size, commercial vehicles often appear to be traveling at slower speeds than they actually are. Many car commercial vehicle collisions occur at intersections because the driver of the car misjudges the speed and distance of the commercial vehicle. Lane changing in front of commercial vehicles. Changing lanes and cutting in too close in front of another vehicle is always dangerous, but it's especially dangerous to cut off a commercial bus or truck. If you move in quickly from either side, you're likely to be in a blind spot, so the driver may not see you in time. Even if you're visible, the vehicle may not be able to slow quickly enough to avoid a crash because of the amount of time it takes to stop. Following a commercial vehicle. Commercial vehicles require greater stopping distance than cars. An average passenger car traveling at 55 miles per hour can stop within 130 to 140 feet. A fully loaded tractor trailer may require more than 400 feet to come to a complete stop. Following a commercial vehicle too closely reduces your ability to see the road ahead. Maintain a safe following distance and position your vehicle so the driver can see you in the side mirrors. Maintaining a safe following distance will also allow you time to react if the commercial vehicle must stop suddenly. Commercial vehicles have large side mirrors that can reflect light. When you follow a commercial vehicle at night, always dim your headlights to avoid blinding the driver. When a commercial vehicle merges into traffic, it requires more time than a car to accelerate and reach normal speed. Be prepared to slow down or change lanes if necessary to allow the truck to merge safely. If you come to a stop behind a commercial vehicle on an upgrade, allow space for the truck to roll back slightly when it begins to move. Position your vehicle on the left side of your lane to allow the driver to see you in the side mirror. Commercial vehicles and wide turns. Pay close attention to commercial vehicles' turn signals. Many commercial vehicles make wide right turns and must sometimes leave an open space to the right just before the turn. The rear wheels of a turning vehicle follow a shorter path than the front wheels. The longer the vehicle, the greater the difference. To avoid a collision, do not pass a commercial vehicle on the right side if there is a possibility that it might make a right turn. Commercial vehicle no zones. If you are following a commercial vehicle, stay out of its no zones. These zones are blind spots to the front, sides, and rear of the vehicle. Some truck drivers may not be able to see up to 20 feet in front of the cab, on either side of the trailer, and up to 200 feet to the rear. Patience around commercial vehicles. Trucks and buses have operating restrictions and sometimes use technology like speed limiters. Honking, driving aggressively, or weaving through traffic won't make the trip faster, but can cause dangerous distractions and crashes. Railroad crossings. Railroad crossings can be especially dangerous places for collisions to occur. Because of the size and weight of a train, most vehicle-train collisions are deadly for the motor vehicle driver. This is a good reason for drivers to pay extra attention for trains or other on-track equipment when approaching and crossing railroad tracks. Railroad crossing warning devices. Public railroad crossings are marked with warning devices designed to let drivers know when railroad tracks are present. Warning signs and pavement markers indicate that you are approaching a railroad crossing. Signs located near the track will indicate how many tracks are present. When approaching a crossing, observe the tracks carefully and be prepared to stop when you see these markings. Flashing lights, bells, and gates indicate that a train or other on-track equipment is approaching. When you see these lights or gates activated, do not proceed across the tracks. Stop your vehicle at least 10 feet from the nearest rail or gate. It is safe to cross when traffic ahead has moved and you can proceed without stopping within 10 feet past the rails. At some crossings, a flag person may control traffic while a train or other on-track equipment is approaching. Obey the flag person as you would a warning device. Special vehicles at railroad crossings. Some vehicles, such as passenger vans, buses, and larger trucks, are required to stop at all railroad tracks, whether or not a train is present. Do not pass these vehicles. It is illegal to pass any vehicle within 100 feet of a railroad crossing. Railroad crossing safety. More than one train may approach at the same time from different directions. When the last car of a train passes, do not proceed across the tracks until you are sure a second train is not approaching on another track. Look for trains in both directions at every railroad crossing, whether or not there are warning devices. When there is heavy traffic on both sides of a crossing, wait behind the tracks until you are sure you can make it to the other side without stopping on the tracks. Never race a train to get to the other side of the crossing. Trains cannot stop as quickly as motor vehicles. If you misjudge a train's speed or your vehicle becomes stuck, you may be killed or severely injured. Do not shift gears while your vehicle is within a crossing. If your vehicle has a manual transmission, shift down before entering the crossing. Motorcyclists should approach railroad crossings with caution. Do not swerve to get a better angle for crossing. Swerving may cause you to enter into a lane of oncoming traffic. Although trains are equipped with bright lights and loud horns, their distance and speed is difficult to judge, particularly at night. If you feel hesitation about crossing railroad tracks when a train is in sight, stop. Wait for the train to pass before proceeding across the tracks. You should never stop on railroad tracks. Emergency Notification System, ENS, for Highway Rail Grade Crossings. Every highway rail crossing has an Emergency Notification System, ENS, sign that provides a 24/7 365 telephone number to call to report problems or emergencies at the railroad location. The blue-colored ENS sign is located on the railroad crossing posts or the metal control box near the tracks. The ENS is for those emergencies that would require stopping train traffic due to an obstruction or any other problem at the crossing. By providing the DOT number on the sign, the dispatchers know exactly where the grade crossing is and can notify trains moving in that direction to either come to a stop or be placed on a speed restriction. Highway work zones. Highway work zones are areas where road construction or maintenance work is underway. Machinery operates day and night and can be moving or stationary. Road workers set up zones with signs and road markings to direct traffic. Motorists must be able to understand and react to these directions. Remember to be patient and expect delays, especially during peak travel times. Reduce your speed, watch out for workers and equipment, and follow any flag person's directions. Failure to obey a flag person in a work zone will result in a violation and financial penalty. Reduced speed limits are posted in many work zones. If there are no reduced speed limit postings, obey the posted speed limit. Disobeying the speed limit in a work zone will result in a violation and financial penalty. Watch for workers and equipment and adjust your lane position to keep a safe distance away. Late merge, zipper merge. The zipper merge is a new driving strategy that requires a change in the mindset of motorists who traditionally have been taught to merge early when recognizing that a lane will end. The results of early merging are longer backups and increase in crashes and road rage incidents. The new driving procedure to follow is when you see the lane closed ahead sign and traffic is backing up, stay in your current lane up to the point of merge. Then take turns with the other drivers to safely and smoothly ease into the remaining lane. When traffic is heavy and slow, it is much safer for motorists to remain in their current traffic lane until the point where traffic can orderly take turns merging. The zipper merge benefits drivers by reducing the difference in speeds between two lanes. Changing lanes when traffic is traveling at approximately the same speed is easier and safer. Reducing the overall length of traffic backup by as much as 40%. Reducing congestion on freeway interchanges, especially in the metropolitan area. Creating a sense of fairness and equity that all lanes are moving at the same rate. Reducing incidents of road rage.